Instead, down the incline, followed by two more coal cars, as all aboard appeared, oblivious to the fate lying in wait for them on the incline.
He suddenly saw the light. He suddenly saw the light rushing toward him.
In the darkness, 2 miles down the track, Engineer Pat Downs was pulling up the hill and suddenly saw the light of a coach descending the incline toward him. Reversing his engine, he jumped for his life as the runaway cars darted down the grade at 40 miles an hour. The engine forced its way deep into the coach, killing without care, unleashing screaming steam, parboiling human flesh, and leaving those less injured to gaze upon the heartless horrors of the night.
The horrors of the night burn hot and white.
I was returning with my 4-year-old son from a visit to my husband. We lay down to sleep and I suddenly perceived the train was running backward, faster and faster. About 10 minutes, the crash came and I quickly realized that the engine of another train had crushed its way into the car. My first thought was of my little boy. But he had disappeared. Indescribable sensations accompanied the appearance of his death. I called, "Marshy, Marshy," and out of the darkness he answered, "Here I am, Mama." Our faces were covered with blood, and he said, "How are we going to get out of here?" "Never mind, Mama will take you out," I replied and cried for help. Having no assistance in getting out, I tore most of my clothing off, but the engineer and the other gentlemen were very kind. Immediately after escaping, the two sides of the car fell together, causing a second crash. When the relief train arrived, the conductor asked my son how he got out of there, and Marshall replied, "God helped me."
Life is a lonely train. Life is a lonely train. Life is a lonely train, wrecked by God.